This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
And Bridget, people are going to get tired of hearing about it, but they need to sign up for our dinner.
Yeah.
It is coming up on October 2nd, Northside Knights of Columbus. Archbishop Charles Thompson going to be our guest speaker. We're really looking forward to that. He's been in the studio here a few times, and we've always enjoyed talking to him, and it's going to be a great event. So you can go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and sign up right there. Get your tickets or a table, whatever you need. It's all information's available on the website. If you don't have a computer, don't use a computer, just give us a call here at the station. We'll tell you all about it. 317-870-8400. This is kind of a special Faith in Action. If you're a regular listener to Catholic Radio, you hear various announcements during the day for businesses here on the station. And they're not actually commercials. They're underwriting announcements. And the underwriting is a really important part of Catholic Radio. Basically, for the most part, they're Catholic-owned or operated businesses who have agreed to contribute a certain amount of money to Catholic Radio each month. And in exchange for that donation, we give announcements on the air, acknowledging their gift and telling you a little bit about their businesses, which is a great arrangement. It's good for them. It's good for us. And the only downside of it is the announcements are 30 seconds long, and you don't get to learn a whole bunch about a business in 30 seconds. So every now and then we invite one of our underwriters in and kind of shine a spotlight on them a little bit and take an opportunity just to tell you a little bit more about them. So when you hear their announcements on the air, you kind of know who we're talking about and what it's all about.
Right. And so today we have Karen and Tim Shaw. They are the owners of the Celtic Cross. That's how you say it. Okay, now I know. Celtic Cross Catholic Gift Shop in Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
And when I saw your names, I thought, married, but no, brother and sister. There's a cute picture on your webpage.
Yes, we're brother and sister. I'm the oldest, and Tim's a year younger than me.
So how did you happen to get started in this? When did you get rolling with your gift shop, and how did you happen to go into business together?
Well, we both had careers prior to this and wanted to do something more involved with our faith. We love the Catholic Church, and we decided to take the jump and start this. We started the first year, just got the website up and running, and then 5 years ago yesterday, we opened the shop.
Oh, wow. So it's really just a five-year anniversary, right? So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So Celtic Cross.
Yeah.
Tell me why you chose that name and how that maybe is integrated into your business.
Well, we're Irish.
Yeah, and Bridget Ayer here. So
our mother was 100% Irish, and she raised us in the Catholic faith, and we actually dedicated the store to her and her memory when we opened. So we wanted to have a really, a true Catholic store, and we kind of gave it an Irish name and an Irish flair. We do get confused sometimes. People think we're just an Irish shop and come in and so
looking
forth
for leprechauns
and looking
or whatever.
For kilts and the like, but we're Catholic. Our identity is Catholic, and we just happen to be Irish, and that's kind of in honor of our mother.
Now, where is your store located? I actually went there for the first time, I don't know, about a year or so ago. We ordered the baby Jesus because we needed a baby Jesus for our nativity because he's gone missing a couple times. We actually have two floating around our house. We have three now, but anyway, yeah, the Holy Trinity there. But so we came in, and I was just amazed at how beautiful and how big it actually is. So tell us where you're located and maybe some of the types of things that you carry there.
We're located at 86 and Ditch. We're in the mall. A lot of times we'll tell them Stein Mart is a landmark that they'll know where we're located. And we carry everything Catholic for all your sacramental needs, but we also hope people will come in for looking for meaningful gifts for a birthday or Christmas, or they are going to someone's having a opening in their house, moving into their house, all kinds of gifts there, and we have a great book selection.
Yeah, I could not believe, just first of all, when I came in there, there were so many beautiful things. I mean, there was art, there's rosaries, a lot of statuary, I mean, a lot of gifts for the home, which I thought was really kind of unique. And then there's that whole section in the back with like a bunch of books.
Yes, we try to have all the staples that everyone wants, but we're always looking for unique, different things that would be beautiful for their home or a gift. And we try to display it nice, and we have a beautiful stone wall in there that kind of goes to the Celtic too. We love the stone chapels and stone walls in Ireland and things like that. But we hope it's a good experience when they come in and can find something that they would is perfect for what their needs are.
So what's it been like? I mean, what's it like to run, a Catholic bookstore or a Catholic gift shop? What's it like?
It's been a lot of fun. We enjoy seeing all of our friends from the various parishes, both in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and from the Diocese of Lafayette. So we've got a lot of friends in a lot of different parishes. We're able to meet new ones. We love when the priests and deacons come in, the sisters come in. We're just right down the street from Little Sisters of the Poor. And it's a good experience to work and to serve the Catholic community. We have found out retail is a lot of work, though, obviously, too. So that was a surprise. I've been from the service industry, and inventory is another challenge. So we're still working and learning on that. You mentioned we do have a wide variety of gifts. I work kind of the back end. Karen's in charge of the front end and, is responsible for the store design and displays and so forth. I'm on more of the back end, the inventory. We have over 17,000 different items that we carry from, holy cards and medals and crucifixes and rosaries and all the books and so forth. So it's a lot to manage.
I was going to ask you about that, of how you decide. I'm sure that there are lots of suppliers, and they all have hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of items in their inventory, and they of course want you to carry them all, which you can't. So how do you decide what goes in the store, what doesn't go in the store?
Karen is our shopper. She's our purchasing person and buyer. She loves to shop, and so she's the one that gets to select all the items.
Yeah, we just try to figure out what I think people will like, and we try to get a variety of things. There's a lot more vendors we'd like to get to, and then you also, in time, after a few years of having the business, we realize things that are more popular and not.
Sure.
But it's a learning game for us.
Now, as Catholics, we have particular gift giving opportunities that not everybody has, like baptisms, first communions, weddings, which everybody has. But if you would look at like baptism, what kind of gifts do you have for baptism?
The more traditional ones are a crucifix for the child's room to get them started, a holy water font. Some might go, we have a lot of book selections for that. We also have these great, We Believers has a product out there that's extremely popular, these plush animals, mm-hmm. a lamb, a lion, or things, and they do prayers. They say prayers. That's very, very popular.
Have you seen, or I don't know if you carry the Jesus and the Mary doll that's kind of like a pillow. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know if those are still around.
That's,
you know what I'm talking about?
That's a new one to me, so I don't know that.
Well, I got my daughter a Jesus. It's like a pillow, and they still have them. She's 17.
Yeah, we
it's still in their room.
Oh, it's yeah. Those things will carry them through a lifetime, some of those things. They'll have childhood memories. We have some pillowcases that have some neat pictures, religious sure. pictures that way.
And moving from baptism to where? Holy Communion? First Communion?
Yeah, First Communion. Baptisms year-round. We just sure. have a tremendous amount of baptisms. We also have the baptismal gowns and rompers for their baptism. Then we move into First Communion. That's a huge, it's our biggest season in the spring. Confirmations are pretty much all through the school year. We're mm-hmm. getting started now again with the confirmation season. That's a big one. And then there is weddings. People come in for a meaningful wedding gift, whether it's a neat family Bible or a crucifix for their home to get them started, mm-hmm. things like that.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Karen and Tim Shaw. They're the owners of the Celtic Cross Catholic Gift Shop in, tell me again where it's at, 86 and Ditch, is that about right?
Yes, we're at 86 and Ditch.
So, retail is kind of crazy, but you do sell a lot. You have a webpage too, right? Mm-hmm. So people can come in or they can get merchandise on the web. Is there a lot of different merchandise on the web versus coming into the store? And how does that work exactly?
Yeah, we have a lot of the same stuff online as we do in the store. You can get more things on the web than we have in the store. Some things we have in the store we don't have on the web because they're hard to ship and that kind of thing, with like outdoor statues and that kind of thing. But yeah, we've had a presence on the web since the beginning for a little over 5 years. It's a different animal there. It takes a lot of work. There's a lot of competition, obviously. Our biggest competition in the store or online is Amazon. Mm-hmm. We don't really view other local Catholic stores as really as our competition. There's plenty of Catholics in the community to go around, and you know, we always encourage everybody to think first about their local Catholic store, as opposed to just automatically, you know, well, I'll just get that on Amazon, sure. Which is a common thing to do. So. Mm-hmm. Those are our biggest competition there, and we're looking to develop our web business a little bit more in the future.
Now, it's probably a little bit early to be thinking about Christmas shopping, but people do start Christmas shopping earlier and earlier all the time, and there's so many people on so many lists that you think, well, what could I get them that they need? I mean, like a parent or an aunt or uncle, what do you get somebody that they need, and yet you want to get them a gift? So. You've got some gifts that kind of fill that bill.
Yes, we do. Definitely nativities are a big one at Christmas, but we've got some great socks that we've got in now. The kind of funky, fun socks are in. They'll have St. Therese on them, John Paul II, St. Joseph on them, and those have been a big popular. So I think those are going to be popular this Christmas for stocking stuffer ideas and things like that.
Wouldn't they be a great gift for your pastor?
Yes, yes. There will be some of the young priests particularly, or even all ages of priests, I think those will be popular for.
And I think just coming into the store, it's kind of like an experience. I mean, it's really fun, and you said it's kind of like going to church in a way, because you see people, you know. I mean, no matter where you live in town, you go into your shop and you always see somebody that you know. That's the crazy
thing. It is a great social experience. We have lots of people running to each other that know each other and catch up, and it's really very enjoyable, and we've been very fortunate with wonderful staff that have supported us and have enjoyed working there, and we really appreciate Catholic Radio too, having us here today, and your support.
We do really appreciate your support as well, because underwriting support is very important to Catholic Radio, and you guys have been with us almost since the day you unlocked the door over there.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, we totally support Catholic Radio and really enjoy it. I love it.
Well, we're all in this together, right?
That's right.
And location and webpage, do we need to give those?
Sure, we can. Location again?
Is 86 and Ditch, and our website is Catholic.
Celtic Cross Catholic.com.
Excuse me, yeah.
www.CelticCrossCatholic.com.
Well, Karen and Tim Shaw, thanks so much for being my guests, and we'll come out and do some shopping.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless.
Maybe you know someone who's homebound or in the hospital or in a nursing home. Maybe they'd like to listen to Catholic Radio Indy and hear the Mass every day, but just can't receive the station where they are. Well, that's been a problem. But here's the solution. If that person has a cell phone, they can simply dial the number and hear Catholic Radio on their speakerphone whenever they want. 24 hours a day if they want. Please tell them about this service. The number is 641-552-5881. For phones with unlimited minutes, the call is free. It doesn't tie up your phone. You can still make and receive calls as you normally would, and it's not an app. It works on even the oldest cell phones that can't download apps. This might be the perfect solution for someone you know, so write the number down for them. Or better yet, put it in your phone. You can make it a speed dial. The number is 641-552-5881. 641-552-5881.
Germany.
Massachusetts.
When you think about the coverage area of Catholic Radio Indy, you probably think about Central Indiana. Places like Indianapolis, Greenwood, Fishers, Plainfield, Carmel, Westfield, Noblesville, Brownsburg, Zionsville, or maybe Anderson. But if you listen carefully to the background of this announcement,
You'll hear a listing of places that we've actually reached by means of our streaming, our podcast, and our dial-in to listen service. When you support Catholic Radio, you really are helping to do what Jesus asked us to do, to spread his message of salvation to the ends of the earth. If you haven't joined our family of supporters yet, why not call us right now at 317-870-8400 or donate online at catholicradioindy.org. Your gift to Catholic Radio Indy goes a long way toward helping spread God's word.
Illinois, New Zealand.
This is Catholic Radio Indy.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and my guest today is Naomi State. She is the group coordinator for Lightway One King. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Hello, thank you.
You're not a goop coordinator. You are a group coordinator.
It's okay. I've been called worse.
This is going to be Bridget's bloopers. Actually, no. So tell us a little bit about Lightway One King. What is that?
Yeah, I had done it years ago, and I searched it out again because I wanted a healthy way to get healthy and lose weight. And I knew with all the other stuff around out there that most of it I could do for 6 weeks or maybe even 6 months, but I really wanted something that I could do the rest of my life.
And that's kind of what, you know, they talk about when you're having any kind of a weight loss thing, it's a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
This is not just like a diet, though. That's what's
right.
Really different about this. What exactly is Lightway?
Now, there's probably somebody listening right now that says, wait a minute, this is Catholic Radio and we're talking about weight loss. What does weight loss have to do with being Catholic?
So yeah, the two marry really well together because it's a weight loss Bible study. And how it works is that we focus, and you learn throughout the program to go to God instead of going to food. And I can't speak for everyone, but for myself, you know, it was like every time I was happy, I ate something. Every time I was sad, I ate something. Every time I was, you know, frustrated, I ate something. And before you knew it, I was eating like 24/7. And
I think a lot of people are in that boat,
yes.
You know, just because, I mean, food is a comfort.
Yes. And it tastes good.
It does.
So we learned to reach out to God instead of reaching for food.
So I really, until I was preparing for this interview, I didn't either remember or realize that this is actually a Bible study. Tell us about that.
So we have weekly verses that we look up and kind of focus on throughout the week. There's the group meets and we share highlights from those Bible verses. I joke that my role is that literally I hit play on the DVD player. I play the video. Anyone can do this anywhere in your listening area. They could easily be a coordinator. And once we watch the video, usually we conclude with some prayer requests for each other. There aren't any weigh-ins or anything awkward that would embarrass people. The real focus is on God and strengthening our faith.
Now, so, where do you meet?
We meet at my house, which is on the south side of Indianapolis. People are welcome to come from all over, or I have to say it is super easy to start your own group. So that's an option too.
So is the Lightway One King, where did it get started? Is this like a national organization and you're kind of doing this as a local affiliate?
Yeah, it was started by a phenomenal woman named Suzanne Fowler. She is in Kansas, and she just really felt God calling her to do this. And her story is amazing. You can check her out on the website. But she lost over 100 pounds herself, has kept it off despite having multiple children. And she's just, you know, a breath of fresh air and all around wonderful at promoting this. And it has, I think, exceeded lots of people's expectations, and they're in multiple countries around the world, all over the U.S., so it really is international.
Now, women only?
No, my husband's in it. He's lost weight with me and is super supportive, but there's men, and not everyone does it to lose weight. Some people have done it to quit smoking or whatever. Most people are going to do it to lose weight, but men are welcome as well.
So what actually happens? How long does this run? I mean, is it like a 7-week program or can you redo it?
Yes.
And then are there different topics? Talk a little bit about the process for the events?
It's a 12-week program. And each week there's a little bit of a different focus, and you learn some new skills with strengthening your ability to go to God instead of going to food. And you're welcome to repeat as often as you want. We're currently starting our third session, and it's the kind of thing for most people they'll likely want to continue on, but you don't have to. And each time the videos are the same, and it's like watching your favorite movie. You always see something new. You're like, oh. But the workbook changes every time. So you get new Bible verses and so on.
So I was going to ask, okay, so for you locally here in the Indianapolis area, the South Side, how does someone listening either join your group or find out more about either joining your group or just the whole national?
Sure. There are a couple ways. You're welcome to reach out to me by calling or texting me. We can share my number. It's 317-603-4398. Any call or text. I mute my phone at night, so if you call me at midnight, doesn't matter.
And the light way one king hotline too. Right? I'm about to eat some brownies.
Yeah. And then the other way is the website for the national group is lightway.com, and that's spelled LIGHT and then WEIGH.com. And that will easily connect you with inspirational stories, more details, and then also if you wish to order or start your own group.
Now, do you offer healthy eating tips and exercise tips and things too as part of the meetings, or is it strictly a Bible study?
Yeah, the awesome thing about this is that there is no off-limit food. And I always joke, if someone's going to tell me I can't eat chocolate, I don't know if I trust them. Like,
chocolate's healthy. You can trust me. Chocolate's healthy. You need to eat it.
For me being a mom and working another job and just having a lot going on, I did not have the time to prepare all these ridiculous meals and count, you know, calories, count carbs, whatever. I knew I couldn't do that the rest of my life. So this teaches you how to eat food that you would eat anyway, but instead of maybe eating, you know, five Big Macs and whatever, you just eat less and learn to go to God when you're feeling anxious or whatever.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking to Naomi State. She is a group coordinator for the Lightway One King, I guess, Bible study,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's a way to kind of put your focus on God versus food.
Yes.
And don't we need to do that?
Yes. And most people, when they complete the program, most people have lost weight, but they say the best part is they feel a much more intimate relationship with Christ.
So
wow, that's quite a bonus, because everybody who has a weight problem has lost weight at some point, usually gain it back again.
Sure.
But there's no long-term satisfaction. So what you're talking about, you know, is kind of a lifestyle change and a something that offers some satisfaction besides just the pounds disappearing.
Absolutely.
So do you see a lot of light bulbs going on? And was that for you like that? And what I mean by that is, you know, like aha moments that these certain scriptures really kind of open up a way of looking at things maybe that they hadn't thought about as it relates to God and as it relates to food, or talk about that. Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, I can't speak for everyone. For myself.
You can't.
I learned that early on.
I'm still working on that one.
For myself, what it helped me realize was how often I was reaching for a chocolate or reaching for even quote healthy food, salad or whatever. And I was using it to push down emotions that I just didn't want to deal with for whatever reason. And this brought to light that God created that hole inside of us, and it's only going to be filled by Him. And all of us have something we struggle with, whether it's overeating and weight loss or whether it's, you know, other addictions. But this gave me a really healthy step-by-step way to work through that and to break you know, in my case, decades long habits of reaching for food instead of reaching for God.
Now, is there a cost associated with the program?
Yes. And it does depend upon what they want to do with the program. They're welcome to check on the website and get more detailed. Like there's a page long about, you know, what you choose to do, or they're welcome to call or text me.
Now, do you know, are there, I don't know if you're connected with all the other people that are in the Indianapolis area, or even if you know of them. So if someone, like, can you go to the national webpage and say, find a group near you? Is there something like that? Or
you can call and leave them a message and say, hey, I am in this area. Or I've had other people say to me, hey, I know you're here in Indy for me, but what about, you know, my sister that's in Kalamazoo? Can, you know, and so I always tell them, connect with the, call the national number. And if you don't get someone, leave a voicemail and they will connect you with a group local.
So is there like a scripture that really, one of the scriptures that stood out for you? You didn't know there was going to be a scripture test today, but is there one like something that like kind of stuck with you that you want to share that was really just kind of helped?
It's more the whole story about how Christ fed the thousands of people when, you know, the apostles were like, seriously, we have like, you know, 3 loaves of bread. We got nothing. There's nothing. You know, these people got to go home. Yeah. And he's like, no, I got this. And that, I sometimes think about that, and it helps me to remember that it's okay, that God's always going to make sure the food's there. It's okay. I don't have to stress over this or, you know, wolf something down because what if I can't get to food later on in the day? You know, and I know that sounds silly in America, but we do.
So for those, so it's really, tell again what it's really done for you.
I have lost weight. I'm continuing on that journey. And then really it's deepened my relationship with looking at going to Christ instead of reaching for that bag of chips or, you know, even so-called healthy stuff, fruit, whatever, and balancing that out in my life.
So if you want to get closer to God and lose weight, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a great program.
give the webpage.
It's Lightway, LightweighG.com. And
do you want to give your phone number?
Sure. It's 317-603-4398.
My guest today has been Naomi State. She's a group coordinator for the Lightway One King Bible Study. Thank you so much for being guest on Faith in Action.
Thank you.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.